Blog Talk Radio.
Topic for today is a little bit different. First of all, I wanted to take time to announce our symposium forum for March 26th, which will be at the Carpenters Union Hall in Atlanta, Georgia. This event has been very well publicized because the coalition has put together a strategic team on how to work within the American Recovery Act to build alliances strategically to provide not only jobs but to create contracts and opportunities that's not been afforded for women of color in the past. The information you can get off of our site, which is ncwcc.org, and all the contact information you can tickets are $20. You can go through EventBiz. That is our ticket portion of our organization. All the information, if you go to EventBiz.com, you'll be able to identify the areas in which you could purchase those tickets. A little information about this first quarter is to allow women in a forum, women and men, in the community to understand the opportunities. As everyone knows, NCWCC is poised as a signatory organization for the Southeastern Carpenters Regional Council Union for Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, and Joiners of America. And we have initiated a seamless, comprehensive succession plan for the American Recovery Act and Investment Act related to employment of the targeted workers on the infrastructure projects. The support we've built is built strategically around successful minority women-owned construction firms, AFL-CIO women, and non-traditional tradeswomen's organizations under the Department of Labor approved joint apprenticeship and training and the Brotherhood of Union Carpenters Local 225 and the union-owned firms. And this forum will be from 2 o'clock Eastern time to 5 o'clock. One of the things that we want to stress is it's very important to understand that the agenda is very well thought out. It's to meet the apprenticeship training coordinator and the business representatives. That's going to be a first part of our thing that we need to do to identify all the opportunities that's in that facility, the tour of the 40,000-square-foot facility. Wonderful facility, has all the state-of-the-art networks and material and all the new components, interior systems that are going on, the green buildings that you see, the new material, all of that is current to the new building codes. The other thing is we're going to build alliances to help utilize the infrastructure of the contracting industry, which is providing methodology in eliminating the current barriers that impedes business growth. And then we're going to have upcoming workshops on how to work with the union, which is going to help eliminate myths and historical barriers about being a union contractor. I think that in this time and age, everybody needs to step up to the plate as business owners and as people in general to know that technology has left a lot of rural areas like Georgia behind. The new technology that's been utilized throughout the world is not being utilized in the favor of how Georgia does business in terms of construction. That is one of the gains that you get from working within a national organization that has a national union. We think the people that should attend this should be women of color businesses who want to build a new capacity base of services, subcontractors and startup businesses who want to stabilize a stabilized workforce, industry professionals, suppliers, and NPU leaders, these neighborhood planning units that are going on all across the country. It is very important that they're able to take back to the communities the items that we're talking about and utilizing new 21st century sustainability. I also want to stress that this is one of the very first events. It's taken months to put together, strategically aligning individuals that will bring back the message to the community. It's possible for one group to work outside of within one group to get the message out to others. So this is one of our corporate social responsibilities. However, to support the coalition, tickets are $20, and I state that you guys can go to ncw2009.eventbrite.com to get your tickets. Again, that's ncwcc2009.eventbrite.com. And I wanted to take that message out to everyone. And the other thing is that we have a wonderful show that we have coming up. Something that one of our very good friends and I call our fearless leader, Michelle Uchiyama, has positioned the coalition once again strategically with a great organization called TradeSmart. And TradeSmart is a very unique situation. I believe a lot of us don't know anything about it. I'm just going to give some information about the young lady that's going to come on as the CFO of TradeSmart. Is a premier exchange created by traders for traders. They are veterans in the barter industry as they've been actively brokering and trading for over 30 years. And their goal is to help their members enhance their business and personal lives through bartering. They are able to improve and provide friendly professional service while finding out the trade opportunities that will best fit you or your company's individual needs. They are dedicated to their members, and we are one of their members now, and we strive to maintain and improve the services that are offered. TradeSmart, you never pay cash again on any transaction. So that, I think that's very good. They're very dedicated to working with organizations and businesses, and especially women-owned businesses. And I wanted to first read that. The other thing is that what I have learned, and I want to welcome the callers that have come online. I believe Elizabeth has joined us, and I wanted to express what I feel that this is a very – TradeSmart is a new leader in the barter industry. They have made affordability in a sophisticated age very, very plain. It's not as formalized as all the other barter and trade networks around, and so it's a very unique situation. So we have a lot of callers on. I want to welcome caller 404-626 to the call. Okay, caller 678-342, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the call. Caller 67. Okay, welcome. Caller 678-923 to the call.
Hi.
All right, and welcome area code 219 to the call.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. All right, ladies. First of all, Elizabeth, thank you for taking some time out in your very busy schedule to give our members opportunity to understand how it's really done these days. Instead of, you know, I love the opportunity to tell people you never have to pay cash again. Okay,
so right.
I thought that was an absolute unique situation. I didn't get it at the very beginning, but after just going through it for a few minutes, I said, hey, bottom line, I don't have to spend any money again.
Sure.
So I'm sure as business owners and as women and mothers, you know, we're it's a good opportunity to be able to maintain a budget in this trendy time. Elizabeth, please tell us about you, your company, and maybe some of the folks that you brought online with you.
Well, number one, what our goal is to show members how to use what you have at hand through the power of barter and turn that into the items that you're needing and wanting without using cash. Every business owner has some room for barter, which ultimately saves you cash in the long run. It's centuries old, but what we have done is modernized it, of course, thanks to the Internet. So everything is done online or through an 800 number, and you basically conduct business just as you would cash business, but we're using an alternative currency, barter, which is equal to one U.S. dollar. Does that explain that well enough?
Okay. Well, contrary to what I understand, I actually went in and took a look at the conception of what bartering used to be. Now, the overall bartering that you have is based on, let's go back to, how long have you guys been doing this?
Since 1994,
that
okay. I've been involved in the industry far longer than that, about 20 years.
Okay, all right. So so TradeSmart got started through how through a collective of individuals. How did you guys get started?
Yes, we did. We were all members of different barter exchanges at one point in time, and we felt as though there was no value in the system that was offered to us by all these many different trading organizations. And we decided to make TradeSmart an affordable trading platform so that from the smallest business person to the largest business person could afford to barter.
Well, you stressed affordable. What does that mean? In the past,
well,
that it was for a certain class of people or a certain group of folks?
Classically, in your classic barter exchange, each time that you barter with someone within that exchange, there is a percentage of that transaction, normally between 10 to as high as 16% of the overall transaction is payable in cash to the actual trade exchange. We've eliminated that. Our clients pay a flat 10% barter fee each time we bring them new business. That's our fee for guaranteed advertising. If we don't bring you new business, there's no fee to pay. And the neat part about it is it's 10% barter, not a U.S. dollar. So that makes it very attractive and affordable to everyone.
Okay. So what I'm reading, it says, while a one-on-one barter is practiced between individuals and businesses on an informal basis, organized barter exchanges have developed to conduct third-party bartering.
Well, we actually act as a third-party administrator, and you're much safer by bartering through an organization. Should the other company, let's say if you're bartering one-on-one and the other person decides to move out in the middle of the night and they haven't fulfilled their end of the bargain,
mm-hmm.
you're pretty much stuck holding the bag. We've eliminated that. By providing you with the online banking so that you can check availability of funds even before you start a project. Because let's say it's a fairly large project, several thousand dollars, you
mm-hmm.
certainly want to know that you're going to be paid when you've completed your end of the deal. So we've taken out all of the risk factors in that, as well as provide you with a big trading platform of all the various and sundry members, because sometimes when you barter one-on-one, it's hard to find the person that maybe needs what you're willing to barter with.
So your network is about, 20 to 50,000, you host about 50,000 members collectively?
Yes, we do.
Is that internationally or locally?
And that is internationally. We have a lot of great trading going on in Europe, New Zealand, Australia, anyone who wishes to participate.
Okay. And the thing that I wanted, you stated that you were going to run Jennifer down. Were you able to get her? Is she online?
Yes,
I'm here.
Okay. Hey, Jennifer.
Good. Hi.
Hi. I already know you.
Well, hopefully that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I guess what we were looking at, that the modern day trade and barter has developed to you guys have taken eliminated the sophisticated tool that the modern trade and bartering system has, and simplified that into a role that makes it easier and more efficient. I guess I'm assuming that. That's the question.
Sorry, you're asking me that, or
yes, I'm asking.
Yeah, it's easier from a trading partner point of view. Suppose I don't know. Let's say I sell my goods and services. I own an aquarium store, so trading partners come into my store and they purchase aquariums, aquarium supplies, sometimes our services in exchange for barter dollars. But if that particular business doesn't have something that I need, then a straight one-to-one barter wouldn't necessarily work for me.
Right.
Then I accumulate money in my barter account, and then down the road, say I'm looking for goods or services, travel, all kinds of different things, then I can make use of those funds in my barter account to do what I need to do instead of paying cash. For example, I recently traveled on a business trip, and I was able to get hotel accommodations on barter. So I was able Are we still connected?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I got a strange prompt. Anyway, I was able to use my barter money to pay for a hotel for the night instead of paying cash. So I kept the cash in my pocket. And that, you know, it just makes running a business a little easier when you have other sources of income and other resources for when you have to spend money on things like travel, entertainment. I've had work done in my store when I needed a contractor or an electrician and such. Then I look to those partners first before I look outside the group to, you know, to spend cash. So it's a great way to network with other traders. And if I'm really happy with goods or services I've received from a trading partner, then I absolutely refer them new cash business. And, you know, if a friend of mine needs an electrician, and he's not a barter customer, but I know this electrician that worked for me on barter did such a great job, then I'll send him other business. And that enhances a trading partner's cash business by getting more referrals that way.
And basically, the one thing about the coalition is that one of our missions is to build social networks such as this. So this is a huge social network.
Absolutely.
In a time and in economy that it's getting back to the simplicity of having who you know kind of thing to get
right.
You through some of the harder times.
Well, here's an example that happened literally just a few hours ago. I had a client here in my store, a cash customer. She's actually starting a new business herself, and you know we were discussing the pitfalls of starting a new business and all the hoops you have to jump through and this and that. And throughout the course of our conversation, the lady asked me about a good tax accountant. Well, my tax accountant prepares my taxes on barter, and he's a wonderful accountant, so I gave her his name. Someone else that I deal with, and I can't think of it, who was my attorney. She needed a business attorney to file her incorporation papers and all that good stuff. Well, I referred her to my attorney, whom I also found through barter. So, you know, these are relationships that I've established through barter. Now I'm continuing to barter with them to get done what I need done. And at the same time, I've also referred new business to these people because I've gotten to know and trust them through my association with them in bartering.
And this uniquely comes into a very sound time in the structure that we've built, again, in this network. I want to take a little time about TradeSmart itself. Elizabeth, when you guys got started, I was like, what was your story? What made you get involved in the bartering trade? What pushed you over the edge? I always say business women get pushed over the edge to start a business. They say, this is enough. I had enough.
Well,
so what motivated you to just actually say, this is what I'm about to do?
We found a smart, savvy way to do business. It saved a lot of cash and allowed me to do a lot of things that I would not normally spend cash on. Treating myself to salon treatments, to trips, to eating out, to limousines, maybe the local florist, where I wouldn't normally run around with my checkbook or credit card and purchase those items. I was supporting my local businesses through barter and yet treating myself to some of the little luxuries.
Okay.
And it also came very handy when I had to have several thousand dollars worth of dental treatments done that I didn't have the dental coverage and I didn't have the cash. Barter really helped me. So that's what originally got us involved.
Okay.
I'll second that. We've used dental extensively as well, and I don't do the salon thing, but I'm a hockey fan. And I quite frequently buy hockey tickets on barter, and I'll buy the good seats if they're available, because I can afford to splurge a little bit more with barter and not feel guilty about taking cash out of my family economy.
Oh, you were responding to AIG, you say?
Yeah. Yeah, no bonus for this CEO, I'm afraid.
Tell you.
I'll settle for hockey tickets, but to reinforce what Elizabeth said, with barter, you do have access to a few more perks, and it's I don't know, psychologically, a dollar is still a dollar, whether it's a barter dollar or a cash dollar, but it's just somehow, I don't know, it just works a little better to be able to splurge a little with the barter dollars, and it doesn't hurt your cash flow. So I absolutely echo what Elizabeth said, that you can kind of find a little more perks with barter that you may not consider if the cash was coming out of your pocket.
The ability to search for products and services by location and business and types of products, and I think we really need to kind of, for the listeners who are listening in, to kind of go down a list that the online services for members will allow them to, how they allow them to perform on various functions, including some of the advantages that TradeSmart offers with a world-class type trade exchange on the internet that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So could you go maybe through, as I'm looking at some of the stuff, could you guys go maybe through some of those bullet points that you guys have?
Oh, sure. We provide everything from accounting services, as you can see there, to health food products, massage therapy, the dental. And if you don't see it listed, we most likely have access to that because of our alliance with other trade exchanges that do the same thing that we do, but they charge cash. Since we've been in this industry since 94, operating solely as TradeSmart, we formed alliances with other companies, and we have reciprocal trade agreements with them. So if it's something that's very odd that maybe one of our direct members doesn't have, we can go to a number of other multitude of barter companies and ask them, do you have this available, and work out arrangements with them so that we can ultimately get what our client is needing.
Okay. And the let's just talk about business. Jennifer, by you being a business owner as well and owning
mm-hmm.
a physical store, in dealing with contractors, has that been you don't have that risky one-on-one barter thing for guaranteed payment.
Exactly. There's a couple of different ways it can work, just depending on the size of the project and whatnot. One way that I've done it, if a contractor asks for a payment or partial payment up front, typically a barter exchange can escrow that money. So the money will be held in safekeeping out of my account, but not in the contractor's account until the work is completed, at which time then the money is released to the contractor. So that protects me if you know, something goes wrong or the contractor doesn't follow through. And I've not had that happen, by the way, but if it did, then there's safeguards for me there. Whereas I've engaged in one-on-one barter a couple of times, and I've been burned.
Okay.
Somebody, you know, didn't disappear in the night, but, you know, something went wrong. And in one instance, I did straight barter with an auto mechanic, and I later found out that my friend's car was pretty much ruined by that mechanic. Well, I wasn't going to trust him with my car after that, so I ended up being out the money that I, you know, the goods that I exchanged for them in return for future service. So by using a barter organization, that type of thing just doesn't happen.
Well, the
so how much you say is the membership for the bartering?
We do not charge a membership. We don't feel as though that is fair to our client.
Okay.
You are free to register at any time, and there is a small monthly accounting fee of $14.95, which is payable in cash or by credit card.
Okay. Sounds very good because it protects businesses and as well as homeowners who really don't know anyone that in those different trades to help them get work around the house or their shop done.
Oh, sure. It's a very economical way to trade. You're looking at less than $180 per year for all of those safeguards, not to mention we're bringing this big network to you so you can pick and choose.
So for retirees, that's
a
good way of supporting retirees in a sense. It's wonderful because a lot of retirees get taken advantage of in all sorts of different dilemmas. So it's also a support-based system that you have in place as well.
Well, we are. We're all about service and support. We're not in this as a get-rich-quick scheme. We're in this as a lifestyle and to actually help people and network people so that they can build their business and teach them how to barter so that on the flip side, they get that ultimate cash customer because you can't live on barter alone.
Well, I can almost say, yeah, but I've seen people live off of it almost completely by themselves. I didn't realize I was bartering, but as an example, I actually lived in a home in East Lake area for 6 months for free, bartering my estimating services with a business that owned about 50 pieces of real estate.
Sure,
so
that's perfect.
It just dawned on me. I'm like, and I had a lease, and the only thing I had to pay was my utilities and quality of life. And I did not, and that was a 3-bedroom with a den and right in the East Lake by the East Lake Golf Course.
Sure, you did great. And see, most people, they know what barter is, and then it dawns on them, but we bring it up to a higher, more sophisticated level.
Well, not only that, but as you mentioned, you bartered for a roof over your head, but you still needed to pay cash for your food, your utilities, et cetera. The nice thing about barter is you can use it, like in my example, I own a retail store. Every now and then I have merchandise that just isn't moving as well. I can use barter as an outlet for that and sell it to a broader scope of people. And then, in turn, with those barter dollars, I can buy the extras or get the contractors or do what I need to do, and thus preserve the cash that's flowing through to pay for my utilities, to pay my rent, and so forth. And then if a barter customer is happy with what they receive from me, they tell their friends happen to pay cash, so there's new cash business. I just did a barter deal recently with a company that made some T-shirts for my business. I was thrilled with them. I know a local club that is thinking about making some T-shirts, so I let the organizer of that club know, hey, this guy makes great T-shirts. So I've referred that company some cash business. So, I mean, that keeps cash coming into his economy so he can pay his rent and his light bill, in addition to having barter dollars from my trade that I did with him to spend on other things. So it's meant as a complement to cash business over and above. And statistically, from all the reading and research I've done, many businesses that engage in barter will be able to comfortably do between 5 and 15% per year of their gross revenues in barter. And that's typically 5 to 15% over and above what their regular cash business would be anyway.
So that's new business that they never would have had.
Exactly.
Which is instant advertising, and you gals know how expensive is it to take out like a Yellow Pages ad, and you don't even know if you're going to get the business or
absolutely.
Internet.
Well, if you're smart, you can get Yellow Pages on barter.
Yes, which we have available.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is expensive, and you're never sure of your return. That's for sure. Here's another example that how barter can translate into direct advertising. We maintain a customer's aquarium in the waiting room of a veterinarian's office,
okay.
And so all of the patients going to that animal hospital see that tank, and everybody's, oh, that's great, that's wonderful. Well, he pays us in barter for our service. And we also get to put cards and brochures near the tank. So if one of his patients sees the tank, says, hey, I really like that, I'd like to get one, well, then they can find my store and they can come in and pay cash for goods and services. So, again, it's we're providing a service to him on barter, but it's also helping me earn cash business as well.
That's
right.
That's a great example because the lady that's online has a health and wellness business, and that would be ideal, Ms. Freeman, if for what you your product that you sell, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so basically, I think what I was thinking is that now she has a she deals with a Herbalife,
mm-hmm.
and a particular product that she does, and it actually is a very great product that's been approved by all the right people and discovered by a Nobel Peace Prize person. So it has its credibility and all that. But if she wanted to reach out from Indiana to any of the other registered members for ideally some other services, that would be a much easier and stronger way for her to market herself with that, with the other members throughout the country.
Oh, yes, without a doubt. We could market her locally if she chose, if her product was geographically sensitive, or we could give her instant national exposure. Sure.
Okay. Well, let me go into that takes away from and that personalizes it too, because when somebody else is your cheerleader, I always say it's better when other people talk about you. A lot of people doubt you and look at you like, oh, he's just bragging, but when other people praise you and your product and they give you a heads up, that's a thumbs up. That gives you a better look. And I think I love the fact that what we were doing was. Just knowing that the coalition has positioned itself with Tradesmart, that the word, the name, the brand is what we're actually looking to seek out in branding what NCWCC stands for and all the opportunities. So I see that more so the more that we talk, I see how that works. But let's talk about one other interesting thing.
Okay.
You have on here placing your own listings and ads. What is that about?
Okay, well, for instance, like we have Jennifer on the phone, and she had mentioned maybe she has an area of inventory that's not moving so well.
Mm-hmm.
She can go at any time, let's say she thinks about it at 11 o'clock at night, she can hop on our website, create her own ad where it says, you know, I've got 20-gallon aquariums, and this is the price, and they're for sale through barter.
Okay.
She creates her own ad, and then she's, you know, broadcasted that out to people that might be interested in her product. There's no charge for any of these services.
Wow.
And every day there's a reminder sent to all the members of Tradesmart saying that, you know, classified ads have been updated and so forth. So it prompts other members to go and check the website and see what's new. So if I've listed my items, then somebody receives a reminder, oh, let's go and see. Oh, I can use that. Boom, they contact me, arrangements are made, the transaction's done. So that will help me move out inventory that you know, wasn't working for me. So I can sell that on barter, use those barter dollars for something that I do need. So, you know, it gives a broader exposure. My local walk-in customers may not have wanted that particular merchandise, but somebody across town, somebody out of state, what have you, may want or need that item, and they'll contact me to get it.
And
And
that's great, because I want to just kind of chime in back on that on this health and wellness. I'm just trying to go ding 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 on this one. Well, where the caller from 219 is, she's in the Indiana area, and it's unfortunate, but in that area, they're not really health conscious about preventive health and things of that nature. It's not a way of life, it's not a practice. But I think I saw on AMC where the most healthiest area was in Virginia or someplace like that, and then the most So what people that waited the most was, I guess it might be opposite, but you'll be able to patronize to demographically the areas in which people will concentrate. Their focus point is about that concentrated item that you may seek out, for instance.
Sure.
You know, and that becomes direct marketing into a market that you typically would have, you know, no contact with the person.
Exactly.
And that opens up a whole different, and let me just stress a couple other things about the coalition. One thing that we, and I think this is very unique, and I'll always let everybody know that Michelle Uchiyama set this up for us as well. She is a phenomenal woman. I want to make sure everybody understood that about this show, because it is about connecting the dots. It's about building human capital networks, social capital networks, and financial capital networks, and then bartering. You do that in this thing. So this is why this show, for those who will say, well, Karima, what was the show about? Why were you talking about bartering? Bartering, when we have a cash crunch to make payroll and we need lumber or we need drywall or we need nails or we need a different contractor to step in, this will allow us to be able to utilize our cash flow in a different manner, as opposed to robbing Peter to pay Paul and then your lights is off. You know, that kind of
exactly. Exactly.
I mean, this is a tremendous tool, and it's utilizing tools of this magnitude that allows people like yourselves to just put the word out, because this is not a selling point show. This is about proving that building these type of networks allows information to flow quicker, stronger. A lot of people don't even know how to. I get a lot of calls from people all the time, you guys, with Karima, how can I do this and how can I do that? And they don't want to. They don't want the. They don't look for the answer. They just look for Karima, the grand poobah of all answers. And then, you know, and that becomes tiring when you have a trade mart. You know, incorporated like this, I saw when I registered, you have consulting. I mean, you had everything. You had consulting.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a lot
of resources for your $14.95 every month.
And attorneys, legal services.
Oh, yes. And these are people that they want and appreciate and value your business. And we encourage that. I mean, they're so happy to see you, or they wouldn't be advertising.
Absolutely, and this is this business for our listeners. This has been around from the beginning. I mean, no society has ever existed without the example of bartering and trading. In any place in the world, contrary to a lot of people believing that this really has grown to be an $8 billion a year industry with thousands of businesses and individuals. So that's some statistics. It's a world. They said, this is just something I pulled up. Modern trade and barter has developed into a sophisticated tool to help businesses increase their efficiencies and monetizing their unused capacities and access inventories. The worldwide organized barter exchange and trade industry has grown into, as I said, an $8 billion a year industry.
Yeah.
And used by thousands of businesses and individuals. And, I'm like, okay, and they said the internet, just as you all said, and the sophisticated relation database software has further advanced the barter industry growth.
Yeah.
So this is a trend that's been taking place for a long time, past your 30, our 30 years in existence. This has been the this is what the I guess the world basically was into is bartering and trading.
Before, oh, definitely.
Because
really,
of the...
Yeah, we should ask Jennifer. She is a longtime trader. I don't know how many years under your belt you have, Jennifer.
Almost seven.
Okay.
Almost seven. I joined my first exchange shortly after I opened my doors, and I was introduced to barter by a friend and client of mine who's a veterinarian, and he offered his veterinary services on barter, and he explained it all to me, and the concept made sense. He started trading with me. I've traded with him. In fact, one night at 11 o'clock, my cat came home needing emergency surgery, and he took care of all that on barter for me.
Yeah, perfect.
So, you know, so, I mean, and over the years, I've done some crazy creative trades. I had a pickup truck moved from California to Georgia. Yeah, it was the strangest thing. At the time, I was trying to find some simple goods and services that seemed to be somewhat elusive at that time. I did find everything I was looking for eventually, but I was talking to my broker, and I said, I'm looking for this, and I'm getting a little frustrated, and I said, I have this other thing that I need done, but if you can't find me this simple thing, I'm sure this other request is too left field. And he says, well, what do you need? And I said, well, my friend has a pickup truck in California, and I need it brought here to Georgia. He says, oh, no problem. We can do that. So, and we had got cash quotes from various trucking companies, and he put me on to a trucking company that was in Wichita, Kansas. And I gave them a call, and sure enough, oh, yeah, we can do it. The price was right in line with the other quotes we got, and they moved it quickly and efficiently. So that saved me. I think the final tally on it was around $1,200. Well, there's $1,200 that I was able to pay with barter that I did not need to spend in cash. I had the money in my barter account, so it was painless. And they did a great job, and over the years I've referred all kinds of people to them because they did such a nice job. The truck arrived in on time and in perfect condition. So, you know, I've wangled some really good trades over the year. Everything, when I expanded my business, I got carpeting, installation, electrical contracting, general contracting, you name it. I got all kinds of stuff on trade. And over the years leading up to my expansion, I had accumulated barter dollars, saved them, and was able to use them. So my business expansion cost me next to nothing out of pocket.
So is there a cap on the business? Is there a cap on the bartering account?
No, not at all. We advise you to use good judgment, and when we feel like you might be going overboard, we do slow you down, and we do monitor the amount of barter that you do, because like we said previously, this is a complement and an enhancement to your business and to your life. It's in no way fashioned to replace your cash business. We're here to help you, and we do that through barter.
So I was about to ask a question. What was the question, caller? Great. Okay. This is what I find interesting. Again, I'm looking at something about bartering benefits companies and countries that see a mutual benefit in exchanging goods and services rather than cash. It also enables those who are lacking hard currency to obtain goods and services. Have you guys directly dealt with anybody outside of the United States?
Oh yes, all the time.
I have.
Is it?
I've dealt. I'm from Canada originally, and I've actually purchased goods and services for my mom who lives in Canada still through barter.
I've done the same
with the international reciprocal agreements and all that. I've purchased stuff for my mom. I've bought her gifts for birthdays, Christmas. I've bought her gift certificates for restaurants that are local to her. Sent her a big candy basket 1 year for her birthday. So yeah, there's all kinds of different possibilities for international stuff.
Right, and this is all part of, you know, people think, well, why should I pay the $14.95 a month? This is all part of what we do as a corporation behind the scenes, is to make sure that we have all these great trade agreements with folks here in the U.S. as well as foreign destinations. There's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes that a normal barter client doesn't actually realize and doesn't see, where we've got our safeguards and catches in place, as well as good trading policies.
And so that's why you have this viewing online statements and account information is one of your back offices that you do as well.
That's correct, yes. We keep everything as to the penny, and it is real time.
Now, is there taxes that need to be paid on this? Are we pushing ourselves into a tax situation?
The clients are 1099 B'd at the end of the year, so that is treated just like you would a regular 1099. We have some clients that believe in spending their account down to zero at the end of the year so that they do not have to file their 1099-B.
Okay.
And we have others that it's best if you talk to your tax advisor about that, because we're not tax advisors. We're the actual barter company. So we leave that up to you. There's no disadvantage and there's no advantage.
Right. I report mine just as regular sales income, just as I would for cash transactions, credit card transactions, check transactions. It all gets reported the same way.
But
so there
report,
isn't,
right.
It's not under the radar, but there's, like Elizabeth said, there's no advantage, no disadvantage from a tax perspective, because it all requires to be reported the same way as cash transactions.
When you report that, all the savings that you've had throughout barter during the year, you're still going to come up with a tremendous cash savings.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, I'm going to take a moment here. We ask you guys to stay on. I take a moment to play.
Actually, I need to run because I've had a customer waiting for me.
Okay, great.
Jennifer, I thank you so much for participating in the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Jennifer, thank you so kindly. Ladies, just
all right.
Back for a moment, and we're going to listen to Destiny Muhammad.
Okay, been our pleasure.
I am the voice of ancient calling, and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders. I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am the cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. My face, I'm all you will ever need. All you'll ever
That was Destiny Muhammad, our Youth Field Coordinator, Executive Director. She is a harpist located out of Oakland, California. She's a songwriter, composer, Grammy award board person, and it's a part of some of the workings of the coalition. It's our Youth Build Foundation. And but I wanted to welcome everybody back to the call. And I thought for just a moment that in my mind, there was one little last question that I had, Elizabeth, about subscribing to email notifications. What is that about?
Okay. We send out, as Jennifer had lightly touched upon that, our new advertisements come out each morning with people that are wanting your business and advertising what they have available through barter. You can subscribe to that or not. If you subscribe to it, then 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, you will be automatically notified of all new items one time per day in the morning. If you don't, you can go to our website at any time of day or night and look at the new items for yourself if you choose not to receive that email.
Okay. All right. And in doing so, this is an ongoing to the entire network all across the country.
Yes.
God, that is unreal.
Yep.
That's a lot of work. I swear that has to be a massive amount of contacts. And I'd asked about the 50,000 total, but is that internationally? Is that nationally?
Yes. No, that's internationally as well.
Okay. All right. So when this the question I did have again was, how much barter point dollars can you have in your account at one time? That's what I'm asking.
You can accumulate as many as you feel comfortable with.
100,000.
There's no, yes, all the time, because we have folks too that sell pieces of real estate through barter. They
real estate.
Sell homes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. I have a client that's currently right now, we have an offering on the table. She is liquidating her flat in Queens, New York. So I have that out there. She is willing to settle all of her business through barter, because she's taking her barter and doing something else, and she doesn't want to move any of the items out of that home because it's not cost effective.
Hmm.
So there are all kinds of deals. You can barter just about anything, from services to, we have nurseries that barter, you know, plants and items like that, florists, dentists, cosmetic surgeons. If you're not running to full capacity within your business,
mm-hmm.
your overhead and all of the things that you do to keep your business open are still running while you're not having any clients or business come in there. So you might as well use that as a good fill-in and accumulate the barter so that you can turn that barter into something else on down the road that you're needing.
So in layman's term, if like the industry, the construction industry has been stagnant for, for the last 9 months,
mm-hmm.
going on a year. As an example, a lot of carpenters, a lot of framing carpenters are not working right now because houses are not being built. How would you use that as an example? What could they do in that capacity?
Well, what we would do, number one, is advertise them and advertise, because they would be geographically sensitive,
mm-hmm.
Advertise the area that they're willing to work in and see if we can find them work through maybe a homeowner that is doing an addition, or possibly the home has been damaged by a storm or a tree falls on it or fire. These are all things that we can market their services, their carpentry services, to that barter client. And that, in turn, saves the barter client some on their insurance.
Okay.
Because if they've got an insurance claim in, let's say the back of their house has burned off, And if they can pay for some of those repairs, they've got their insurance settlement. If they can pay for some of those repairs, bartering rather than spending the cash that the insurance company gave them, they'll be further ahead.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
It's a very creative way to do business.
The light just absolutely came on.
Yes.
So, wow. Okay. Wanted to welcome caller 678-468, Adana.
Adana again, yes. Good afternoon, everyone.
Wonderful.
Hi.
Welcome, Adana. I know your number now. I thought I'd go back and forth on
this. Yeah, I run in here from work, and I sometimes eat my dinner while I'm listening.
Okay, great. Well, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Think of Adana does a variety of different things, Elizabeth, and the rest of the callers and listeners. And it's very unique that one of her businesses is the teleconferences that they put on each week for their members and partners throughout the country. And I think this is a great plug-in for some of her members that might be able to utilize these services because anytime you don't have to spend money.
Right.
Wow.
I didn't get in on the beginning of it, but what I heard is certainly fascinating, and I will certainly be contacting you to learn more about it. And,
oh, that'd
and
be terrific.
We're actually
archived.
I'm sorry?
You're actually archived. She can go online and listen to it, the entire tape today.
Yeah, absolutely. I forgot about that for a moment. All right, and the last thing is just over a decade, TradeSmart is an affordable premier exchange created by traders, for traders, by traders, with access to all members worldwide through one office opening up resources never before available. Through one office?
Yes. We have one number. Classically, that's another comparison between other barter exchanges and TradeSmart. They may have offices like all over the country where, you know, the Phoenix office has no clue what the Michigan office is doing or the Florida office. You call one number, you email one place, and that's where we help you. We don't frustrate you by, you need to go call this guy in California or you need to go call this guy in Canada. We try to make it very simplistic to where you go to one place to find what you're needing.
And what is the register website for if folks wanted to register right now if they were listening?
They can go to tradesmartbarter.net.
Okay. And it's easy to register. Can you be an individual or do you have to be a business?
No, you can be an individual, and it will walk you through. If you happen to go into a jam, we can help you out. We will, you know, look over your application and set your account up, give you a call, get you familiar with the system, and try to help you any way that we can to start you out right.
Okay, and that was a question, and I think we reviewed this once, but there's a certain plateau you have to reach in order to start earning those dollars. Am I correct? Is there a certain amount of points that have to go into the barter account?
No, not at all. If you happen to earn, you know, $5 and then find something to purchase for $5, well, you've already earned your $5.
Oh.
So we help you in so far as advertising what you would like to barter so that you can earn your barter. We help you with your ads. We help you with your pictures each step of the way if you're unfamiliar, and which it can be a little bit overwhelming when you first hop onto the site because there are so many features that you can use.
Okay. Okay, and the question of the day is, this is a repetitive payment that you make of the low monthly for $14.95 each month, and that is really not a lot of money whatsoever.
No, it's not.
For the type of services, and that's the only fee that ever comes out. There is no other fee paid.
No, there is it's a 10% barter fee. In other words, to give you an example, if a carpenter came in and let's say he or she framed out a doorway, and that doorway was $100, $90 barter dollars is deposited into your account. That 10% fee that we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
that classically trade exchanges charge clients in cash, our company does it in barter, so no cash leaves your pocket. You've just framed, we've brought you new business, and the work performed was $100, so we will take 10 out of that as our fee, but it's in barter dollars. So that saves you extra cash.
Okay.
Is that making sense to you?
It does. It's better than what I have been. I had a chance to go on the internet and I looked at all these different types, and this is really very mutually benefiting for everybody that's involved.
Definitely.
It is. It offsets a lot of. You have a lack of hard currency to obtain the goods, and right now, I mean, I know we said we wanted to talk about the economy a little bit, but.
No, this is a good thing to talk about.
It's a positive to have an to see a glimpse of hope in terms of desperation.
It is, and I should mention this too. That might be very important to some businesses out there. We extend credit lines as a bank. Let's say, for instance. If you only had $2,000 barter dollars in your account, but
mm-hmm.
you were needing to buy something for $3,000 and you ran short, and we know that this is going to sell, if you are a member in good standing and are a qualified business, we'll extend you that line of credit immediately to make that purchase.
Okay, what's a good standing business?
Well, you have to be, we assess each business exactly like a bank does. We have to make sure that you are credit worthy and that,
what's
you know,
that word?
Credit worthy? That you've got the means to pay it back. Let's ask those guys at AIG. I think they know.
Okay.
No, you
did.
That's
bad. Oh boy, yeah. I'm sorry, I had to turn
right.
That
one. We don't make foolish, you know, loans. We look at the capability of the client to pay it back. Because of course, let's say for instance, we have a retail store that we know is doing well, or something that's very popular, like a florist.
Mm-hmm.
Their earning and payback ability is quicker and far greater than let's say the person. Who operates a hair salon and is only getting, let's say, $40 per, you know, style or
mm-hmm.
shampoo. Their earning capability is not as great as, let's say, the florist. So is that making sense to you?
Yes, that makes sense.
Perfect. So, and that comes in handy a lot of times because we've had some clients in a pinch. Where they needed to buy some items for their business or their home, or they've had a medical emergency and, you know, ran a little bit short on their barter. And so we definitely step in, take a look at the client, and, you know, for the good credit risks, we'll go ahead and extend that credit line to that client so that they can conduct their business and get on with their life.
I was just looking at your site. I thought that was bubble bath. That's money this lady is bathing in.
Oh, yes. That's our trademark.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Okay. I'm excited. I'm always excited about saving money. As being a business owner, it always interests me to to save as much as we can, because you never know when you need that liquid asset to move forward. And the barter store, what is that about?
The barter store is where folks actively market and advertise their business and their product that is for sale. Those folks are wanting your business. Now, we also have, there are two areas. It's the barter store and then the actual members list. There are some members that sometimes they get lazy and they don't want to advertise. Let's say, for instance, it might be a chiropractic practice.
Mm-hmm.
They would just go and register and just be listed under chiropractic care, and maybe they just chose not to take out an ad. So you would have to just find them in the other, area.
They have golf courses on here.
Oh, yes, we have everything.
Oh, my God. It would be good to have golf lessons.
We have that available, too.
Wow. Okay, golf course, golf equipment and supplies.
We have golf bags. We have golf shoes. We have golf clubs. We have people that work on golf clubs that custom and modify them to you and your height and your range of play. I mean, we have all sorts of professional people.
We got this day spa beauty. That's something every week.
That's a hit with all the ladies.
I'm like, okay, we need to really make sure I vent go out real good, because I am definitely going to the spa after this.
Right, because we have all those nice things. I mean, we have folks that apply permanent cosmetics. I mean, you name it. If you're a business owner, you've got a little bit of room there to barter.
Okay, and then on here you have a particular resort. It says West GatorResorts.com.
Oh, the Westgate Resorts, yes. They're available through our company.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay at one of their many locations. This is, there again, part of the behind-the-scenes sort of activity that the normal client doesn't see. They just know it's available to them.
Okay.
Because it's very hard for an individual to barter with a resort if you are wanting to take your family there, for a few days or a week. Suppose that resort doesn't want what you're offering. You have no barter.
I got you. Okay.
Right.
But as TradeSmart, you can go in there and leverage that.
Correct. We have the system and the trading platform that will handle that. Yes. We sent some of our clients it was the end of January, the first week of February, on a lovely Royal Caribbean cruise. The normal individual cannot go to a large cruise line and barter with them directly, but we can because of all the resources that we have available to us.
Ooh, absolutely. I don't even know what to say. I just kind of clicked on and I'm like, oh, vacation, it's coming soon. I don't know what else to say about that one.
Oh,
but,
sure.
The fascinating thing is that why, it may be a little bit rhetorical, but why have not the rest of the business owners not adopted this situation? What do you think is the reason, the shortfall, it's beyond my wildest dreams. I mean, we actually could be bartering and trading services right now. I do your estimating for me if you take care of this and I do that. Why is business owners, why are we not taking advantage of this?
Well, I think sometimes it's a matter of, first, how they are approached, and secondly, it's the very savvy person that catches on to organized barter.
Yeah.
Sometimes they feel like they're being... they think with all the internet activity out there, like Craigslist and this, that, and the other, that they can barter on their own, which
mm-hmm.
they can. So why do they need our service? They're not looking at the big picture. They're only seeing the nickel in front of their eye instead of the dime and the quarter that's in the forest.
Okay.
That might be a better way to put it.
I like that. Absolutely, I like that.
Yeah, and you're very savvy and right on top of things, so you caught on bingo quickly.
Yeah, it bothered me for a moment, but I said, well, I got a little bit of sense, but I thought it was very interesting to position the coalition at least to lead by example to be able to offer the opportunity for this, because it's going to allow a lot of leverage for some things. They got even promotional they got laptops, guys. I'm serious. This is like a smorgasbord for cheap people. That's all I can say.
No, it's for business savvy people.
Business savvy people. I know a few of them break this computer in half trying to get here, I swear.
Exactly.
But it's great, and I'm going to do something I typically never do, but I'm going to play one more song because we only have a few minutes left in the show, and I just wanted to thank you, Elizabeth, again. If you could give everybody your website so people can come in and register.
Oh, sure. You can look us up on the web at tradesmartbarter.net.
Okay, and Adana, could you please let people know your website?
My website is www.restorationteleconference.com. And if I may just add a quick announcement, we're having a teleconference this coming Monday at 9 o'clock. And interestingly enough, it's on credit education.
Oh.
The best I know, I wanted to just chime in when the two of you were talking, but I didn't want to be rude. But at any rate, it'll be a credit education teleconference, the basics of credit, how to read your credit report, restoring credit, monitoring credit, what does normal credit look like. An expert will be on for an hour and 15 minutes to talk about all that. If you're interested, send me an email at aswedance, the number 7, at yahoo.com. So if you know people that might be interested in that, have them send me an email, aswedance, the number 7, at yahoo.com. Thank
you. So is there
you,
a number for the teleconference at all? Is there a number?
You know what? I don't have it in front of me. I was trying to pull that up, and I don't have it in front of me. Otherwise, I would be glad to give that out. But maybe while you're gone playing the music, or are we going off the air yet?
I'm going to play one more song and then ask a couple more questions. We have about a few minutes.
Okay, I can find it by then.
Okay, and young lady from Indiana, you have a website?
Yes, www.youpreventbiz.com. That's www, the letter U, prevent, PreventBiz.com. Thank you.
Very good. Ladies, just hold on for one more moment here, and we're going to play one more song.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies, welcome back to the call. Wanted to announce one other thing. We have a Ladies Appreciation Night. The National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction presents a Ladies Appreciation Night at Parker's on Ponce featuring The Next Level. It will be March 26th from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Parker's on Ponce. A steakhouse is located at 116 East Ponce de Leon Avenue, Decatur, Georgia, 30030. The phone number there is 404-924-2230. This is we have a flyer that's a part of the event that we're going to be hosting on March 26th. That's posted online on our site at NCWCC. For those who have this flyer, they will be able to enjoy a free night out for ladies. It'll be a spoken word artist for romance and letting the ladies lay their hair down and take a moment and break the breathe. So that is something that the coalition is presenting and placing for our business owners who will be attending the event on March 26th at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the 3500 Industrial Way at the Carpenters Local 225 on March 26th that evening. And then we have a ladies' night. And so we ask people to also make that a part of their agenda for the 26th. We're trying to keep you completely incorporated into what the coalition is trying to do. Every time we have an event, we will have incorporated something of our Youth Build multimedia network for women. So that that ladies' night is for you guys. It's a very nice facility, wonderful place. JT is the owner, Christopher is his brother. So it's a wonderful, used to be Mix right across the street from Starbucks in the square of downtown Decatur. I don't know, were you able to find your teleconference phone number?
Yes, once again, for Monday on credit education, the phone number is 641-715-3635, and the access code is 241-859-pound. Can I do that again? 641-715-3635. Access code 241-859-pound. Look forward Monday, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, 9 o'clock p.m.?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Great. And Elizabeth, we certainly appreciate all the support that you've given us and you sponsoring our event on the 26th. We thank you for being one of our sponsors that night, that afternoon.
Oh, Karima, it is my pleasure. I'd love to see. I want y'all to succeed. I want everybody to grow and have fun doing it.
I guess there's no other way of putting it lightly, but we women must stick together.
You betcha.
Indeed. Stick together and grow together.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Absolutely. I think this is a very pass the good concept. This is a way of life. This is something that we should practice on a day-to-day basis. It's also a way to involve each other in open market, relatively to say, to expand each other's businesses, because we know of so much information as women, but we just so, I don't know, confined and not wanting to jump into somebody else's business. Well, I didn't want to, you know, get in their business and all. I saw their business failing, but I didn't say a word.
We're here to support each other.
We need to. I mean, we make up 51% of the businesses in America, so I don't see why.
Majority rules.
Yeah, so we girls need to get the word out about TradeSmart and give an opportunity to look at the website again. And could you give the website one more time at the end here?
Sure. It's Trade, T-R-A-D-E, Smart, S-M-A-R-T, Barter, B-A-R-T-E-R, .net.
And you guys will be able to see the logo on our site starting next week. so that we could have a more of a branding purposes, and we'll have some more shows, probably some workshops or something along the way here. Everybody won't get it. I didn't get it, but I had no choice but to, because we were moving quickly into trying to get these mass emails out to all the individuals that's in the circle. And I want to thank everybody for coming in on the show and providing such an enormous amount of spirit understanding of what we're trying to accomplish as a coalition. And I want to thank Maggie Freeman, which is our chairman of the coalition, for always being very supportive. She's been a little ill. Her children are demanding that she remains in the house for 7 days. If not, they're coming to Indiana.
Good for you.
To sit there and look at her, and I don't think she wants that. Last time all of them got together, she had suitcases packed at the door. When it was time to leave, everybody was sleeping, and all the suitcases was just packed, and she was shaking people. It's time for you to go. Your plane is leaving. People were like, it's not leaving for 4 hours. Nope, time for you to go. Got your cab outside. I love you. Goodbye. But she dare not challenge that all the children come home at one time to watch her. So I think she's learned a lesson, and so we want to thank her. And Ida and I want to thank you again for your support.
You're welcome.
And Elizabeth, I thank you. And ladies, I'm going to sign off right now a couple minutes early. And everybody have a wonderful week, and God bless everybody.
And thank you, Karima, for your support.
Thanks so
much, Karima.
Bye-bye. Jennifer. All right.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
We thank Jennifer most definitely. And
where's her shop
located at?
Her shop is located in Canton, Georgia. It's Imagine Ocean, and she's just wonderful.
Do you know her address?
Yeah, I can bring it up. Let's see. It's Canton, Georgia, and the name of her business is Imagine Ocean. She's a great gal and a just a super person. Dear, give me just 1 second here. Of all times for my computer to take a nap.
That's what computers do.
Well, it's taking a very good nap. Maybe it's gone on vacation.
But the name of her business is Imagine Ocean?
Yes, and her name is Jennifer, and she's located in Canton, Georgia.
Okay, we can probably find it through a Google search.
I bet you can. You know what? I think my computer decided to take vacation.
Okay, all
right. Without me.
Okay. Well, ladies, thank you, and everybody, thank you for tuning in. We'll be here next Wednesday at 5:30. Thank you again.
Oh,
thank
perfect.
You, Karima. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Please, if it's a dream, don't pinch me, baby, could you let me sleep?